Thomas Randall's not getting called anything but a young gun. That's what he is. He's a star on the rise in the world of Australian motor racing, and there's a big weekend for him. There's a big announcement. I want to find out what it was. Thomas, good morning.
Morning, Dan. Good morning, Adam.
Mate, great to have you with us. We spoke to you not too long ago after you got your three-park Superpass contract in the supercars, and there's been a development across the weekend, Thomas. Can you tell us what's happened?
Yes. So it's evolved into me announcing that I'll be going full-time in the Supercars Championship in 2022 with Sickford Racing. So yeah, and awesome to finally get that announced across the weekend. We were up racing in Darwin at the Hidden Valley Raceway, and that was certainly the highlight of the weekend. So it's just great to finally get that out there. It's really the hardest step to try and go from the Super 2 Championship or the reserves, as you like.
Yep.
And to finally be on that grid next year full time is just going to be absolutely awesome.
Great news, mate. We are super pumped for you. Did you think that the opportunity, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, obviously, but when you got the three sort of race contract, did you think that this was a likely outcome or a possible outcome, or was it really much of a situation where you just had to get in the car and do your best and saw what happened?
I definitely thought it was a possibility. I mean, racing's all that confidence as well, and we were pushing really hard to try and get a full-time drive this year in 2021, but there was a few things that didn't fall our way, racing related things and non racing related things. However, this sort of 3-round wildcard system was the next best thing, and I just wanted to make sure that, I guess, in these rounds that I could show everyone what I was capable of, and it's a great way for me to get heaps of mileage in the championship before actually going into the championship full time. So it's really the best preparation, and I've got one more of these rounds. We call it wild card rounds. So I've got one more wild card round middle of September at Wanneroo Raceway in Barbagallo in Perth.
Yep.
And then I'll be doing the Bathurst 1000 and the co-driver with the team in October. So plenty going on, and then it'll be sort of into a bit of testing for next year for the full swing.
So when did you find out that you'd got that gig?
To be honest, I've known for a little while now, but I guess the way that it actually finally got announced was quite a surprise, because they announced on Friday last weekend that Tickford had gained a thing called a REC, which is a racing entitlements contract, and every car on the grid runs under a REC. It's the contract for the car to go racing, and they announced as a category that they added one more because Tickford have been pushing pretty hard to get a fourth REC. They've always, the last sort of 7 years, they've ran four cars. And anyway, later that morning, I had a journalist come up to me, and they said, "Congratulations, Thomas. Here you got the full-time drive. Tim just told me, Tim Edwards, that is team principal of Tickford Racing." And I was just blown away that it had been announced. I didn't even know. So I said to him, "Just give me a sec." And I went over to Tim and I said, "Hey, Tim, is he bluffing, or is there something you've said that, I'm unaware of?" And he said, "Yeah, look, I may have accidentally let it slip. So just be loud and proud about it." So that was, that was a really cool way to start the weekend. And really, there's no better time to announce news like that than when you're actually at a race meeting and racing in the supercars.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story. Why I asked the question was, did it help you drive with a bit more freedom on the weekend, knowing that you had that news?
Look, at the end of the day, I think it probably slightly made a difference, because, I mean, I knew I had the drive before that, but I guess just knowing that the announcement was out there, finally, that everyone was aware, it was a bit of a relief in a way. I mean, it's been such a long journey to try and get to this point. So many sacrifices you make. It's just the same with probably anyone in professional sport, really. So to finally get to that top rung on the ladder is an amazing feeling. And I just wanted to sort of prove to everyone on the weekend as well that that's where I deserve to be. So I think we ended up with some pretty good results, and on the Sunday, I definitely have never had so many messages for finishing in 11th place, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, did you take it out on Anton Di Pasquale with that little move? Because you found that gap and you went rock solid for it, and maybe just showing everyone how good you could be?
Look, that was at the time. I wasn't thinking of anyone else. I was just I was rueing the mistake I made at the last corner, and it gave me a lot of time on that main straight, a drag strip of a main straight to figure out what to do, and I knew really my early shot was switch back. So I think certainly showed people that I can race, and definitely looking forward to next year. But wouldn't be able to get there without, you know, so much support from my family and you know all my sponsors and supporters over the years. Just got to thank them for sticking by me in some pretty tough times, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Just further to that, when you did find out whenever it was that you were going to get the full time gig, well, who was the first phone call?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say, my parents knew because they were very heavily involved in it, but probably my best friend. I called him and said, I've got some big news to tell you. and then a couple of my long-term supporters. So, some really good phone calls they were, for sure.
Were you emotional?
I was probably more relieved. If anything, you know, I mean, it's just like I said before, there's so many factors that need to fall into play. And I've always said that if I ever get there into the main series, I want to do it on merit. And I guess, I was emotional in the sense that, you know, I wasn't crying or anything like that. There was no tears of joy, but it was just, really just relief for me and for the whole Randall family that we'd finally got there. So,
well, you've come a long way, young man, and there's been a fair bit on the journey. It's a story to tell, without a doubt. We are absolutely pumped for you to get a full-time gig next season in Tickford Racing, and we'll see what you've got for the rest of the series as well, and of course looking forward to Bathurst through the back end of the year. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat to you. Really appreciate your time, and can't wait to follow your progress.
You're welcome, and thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
We will do. Thomas Randall, a full-time driver next season in the supercars with Tickford Racing.
So for those that haven't caught up with Thomas's story before, as he's gone through the grades, he's had to do it while battling cancer. And some of the stories he's told us on this program about in between treatments and all these sorts of things, it's still being able to drive. It's been an amazing performance from him.
So January last year, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. He's gone through all that and been able to find himself in the seat of a supercar.
Yeah.
Fair effort.
Because not too many people get the opportunity.